the Morning Jam.
Don't worry. Don't feel like you have to get a letter.
Right. I'll tell you what, can you hang on for a few minutes?
Sure.
Because we're going to be up against a break, but we do have a call, 866-916-3776. Let's see who's on the line.
Get it, Bob. Get Salty.
Hey, Salty.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my gosh. Good morning to you there, Colt.
Well, good morning, Salty. What a privilege.
I ain't got no computers to fix, Colt, but can you fix stupid?
I don't think so, Salty. We fix stupid computers.
Hey, you know what my husband calls that?
What's that?
That's an ID10T era. Mm. You spell that on the keyboard, it spells idiot.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna put you on the spot, Colt. But
thank you, Salty.
I did want to call in real quick, Janet, because they got me running. They're running for the turkey biscuits. They're running the special right now, Biscuitville. Mm-hmm. So I just got a minute here. I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving to you! What you having for dinner? You're not having raccoon, are you?
Well. We did find some raccoon. You was talking about that the other day. We got some raccoon on the table. But I just want to share real quick here about the Black Friday story. You was talking about them yesterday. You know, me and Delmont one time had to fight this lady. She was only about 80 pounds, but I swear she had one mean kick, Janet. I tried to buy one of them billy bass things. You know them bass plaques that the fish used to talk.
That's right.
I do remember, yeah.
Those are pretty cool.
Well, let me tell you, old Granny, she knew how to disable two 50-year-old men pretty darn quick where she placed her kick, if you know what I'm saying.
No.
I do.
Hi-ya!
I do.
My gosh, I wear a jock strap now when I go out on Black Friday because of that.
Be careful.
I'll bet you do. So I have to ask, who did you get the... Who are you shopping...
Ahead.
Who are you shopping for the billy bass for?
Hmm. Well, of course I was getting it for Miss Salty.
Of course.
He wanted one of them see, I have a friend. He kind of does some illegal things. But anyway, he put Barry White in there. That fish would sing Barry White music, Janet, and it made for some good romantic Friday night.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow, you do spoil her.
You do.
That's great.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That's great. Well, we wish you a very happy Thanksgiving as well.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, Salty.
Well, thank you. And just be thankful for what you got, people.
Cause, yes, sir.
FedEx or UPS are probably going to be delivering your stuff all Amazon this year because most of them gifts are sitting out there on them boats out there off Long Beach, California.
Let's hope not.
Unless you shop local.
That's right. I'll tell you what, me and Delmont might be at the flea market selling some good stuff the week before Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thanks, Salty. Have a good one.
You too, Salty.
Happy Thanksgiving, Salty.
Billy Bass. Romantic.
I know where I'm going to be doing my shopping before Christmas.
The flea market.
Do you mind if I join you?
Hey, I've got to take advantage of the Barry White thing, though. This one's going out to you and Miss Salty.
Feels so good. You're lying here next to me. Oh, what a groove. You have no idea how it feels. My hands just won't keep still.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark. The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
Everyone's seen a singing fish before. The head-swinging, Bobby McFerrin singing Big Mouth Billy Bass was a popular gag gift in the late 90s through the early 2000s. But what happens to all those fish when people don't want them anymore? Well, the lucky ones end up here, at the Billy Bass Adoption Center in Memphis, Tennessee. In 2002, the owner of the Flying Fish restaurant realized people would get tired of the fish pretty quickly and decided to retire the toys by hanging them up within the establishment. Now, more than 300 fish hang on the walls here with their batteries removed so they can't hurt people anymore. The owner said most are brought in by women who want the creature, often owned by their husbands, out of the house. They say, if he comes looking, don't tell him it's here. The restaurant even gives out a free catfish basket with each one donated. With all of the different colored fish lining the walls, it's clear that there's no other restaurant quite like this one in the world, and that uniqueness makes the Billy Bass Adoption Center a sight to see.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
I knew I wanted to go to Memphis for a reason, not just to see Graceland. I'm going
to go and visit the wall of fish.
The little orphan Billy Bass.
We are the Morning Jam.
When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis.